This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show, sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALIE, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So finally, we have scientists and researchers bringing up natural immunity without getting canceled, which means public officials are going to have to finally embrace some of the natural immunity that people have. And you, so many of you have had COVID, and you got the vaccine also, which is fine. But you're like, I went through a lot having COVID. I busted my butt going through COVID. That didn't account for anything. I didn't get anything out of it. And I'm like, well, no, you must have gone some natural antibodies, but with the way you hear everybody talk in this country, it's natural immunity is nothing like you blowing your nose into a Kleenex and throwing it out. The Kleenex is worthless. It's not. Your natural immunity is probably a golden trove of immunological treasures. And it shouldn't be ignored. It shouldn't be underappreciated. It shouldn't be necessarily sought after because, again, we don't know what the hell this virus is. We don't know who started it. We don't know how much it was manipulated with. We still don't know if somebody's releasing these. So until we know more, which I don't get why it's been 2 years and we still don't know, really. So that to me is very suspicious. Those of you that did get some sort of natural immunity or did get exposed to COVID, it wasn't all for naught. So very, very cool. Now, this study comes out of UCLA. Mm-hmm. Go Bruins. All right. So out of UCLA, they say a combination of vaccination and naturally acquired infection appears to boost the production of maximally potent antibodies against COVID. No flipping duh. The findings were published today in the peer-reviewed journal MBio and raised the possibility that vaccine boosters may be equally effective in improving antibodies' ability to target multiple variants of the virus, including Delta, which is still the predominant strain, and now some Omicron, which, by the way, some breaking news. We can't get too excited, but we're hearing Omicron might be already plateauing in some of these countries where it's surged because it might be mild. So we can't get too excited, but that's some good news. That's some very, very good news, but don't quote me yet on that. So they say the main message from our research is that someone who has had COVID and then gets vaccinated develops not only a boost in antibody amount, but also the quality. Quantity is how much, quality is how good, enhancing the ability of antibodies to act against variants. This is according to Dr. Yang, Otto Yang, the study's senior author. He's professor of medicine in the Division of Infectious Disease and Microbiology, Immunology, and Molecular Genetics at David Geffen School of Medicine at UCLA. He says, this suggests, and this is key, people, this suggests that having repeated exposures to the spike protein allows the immune system to continue improving the antibodies if someone had COVID then been vaccinated. They said it is not yet known whether the same benefits would be realized for people who have had repeated vaccinations but who have not contracted COVID-19, which can then make people a little bit concerned that if they're only getting vaccinated and they're living like a hermit in their house, are they at a disadvantage than those of us who are running around the place, you know, saying Happy New Year and kissing people and whatever we're doing on New Year's. So they say the researchers compared blood antibodies in 15 vaccinated people. I get it's not a big study, but 15. Trust me, we can't get 15 people to come to work. If you got 15 people coming to a study, that's pretty big right now, okay? So, they had not been previously infected with SARS-CoV-2, the virus that causes COVID-19, with infection-induced antibodies in 10 people who were recently infected but not vaccinated. Several months later, the 10 participants in the group who were infected got vaccinated. They relooked at their antibodies. Most of them got the Pfizer or the Moderna two doses, and the scientists found that the antibodies acted against a panel of spike proteins with common mutations in the receptor binding domain, which is kind of the target for antibodies, and they found that the potency acquired by either natural infection or vaccine alone was the same degree in both groups of people. When previously infected people were vaccinated about a year after infection, their potency was maximized. So what's key is this quote-unquote repeated exposure. This repeated exposure is interesting because I've spoken to doctors, and they're like, I'm getting repeated exposure every day. Yeah, you are. If you're going out shopping and you're around other people that might not be wearing a mask, my husband said this big, huge guy that looked, you know, kind of like somebody in the Viking movies walked into, I think it was Home Depot or one of the stores, and he wasn't wearing a mask, and he said nobody messed with this guy. He was like 6'5", and they were like, howdy, sir. Hi. Nobody messed with him. But if you are out and about and exposed to other people, and it's mild, you're not getting sick, there could be some really, really good natural immunity that you might be getting because of the exposure. So we've always known you can't live in a bubble. We've always also learned that if you are vulnerable, you have to protect those who are vulnerable. So if you have a 99-year-old grandma, don't be taking her out on New Year's. If you have a newborn, I took my newborn out trick-or-treating because he was 6 days old. Why not? You know, trick-or-treating, I'm not going to miss Halloween. I just gave birth. I get my Halloween. But you probably don't want to be taking a six-day-old out trick-or-treating. You know, but I didn't have around other kids. It was just around me and my daddy. But this was before Dad died. But we've always known that if somebody is immunocompromised, if they're vulnerable, protect them. But what do we do with the rest of us? I understand COVID scared us. But what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. And so they're saying natural immunity plus vaccination makes us the strongest. It's something to think about. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So a question I've posed to you guys and I'm posing to you now, again, is should children be able to make their own choice when it comes to getting the COVID vaccine? Do kids need to have their parents give consent? Should kids be allowed to decide on their own? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, or 1-877-362-3254. So remember I told you there was a study, I believe it was published in JAMA Pediatrics, I need to double check that study, that said, yeah, kids should be able to give informed consent they are intelligent enough to do that. And I'm a little torn on that, because on one end, if you have parents that are vaccine hesitant and the kid is scared and the kid wants to get a vaccine, I mean, if we're looking at the autonomy of children, you know, should the child be able to get a vaccine if they want to? On the flip side, though, it's not informed consent. When you have somebody who is in a position of power over a child, is that child feeling it was objectively given to them? All right? You can't have an adult and a child in a room and not have any witnesses and not be able to confirm that there was complete objectivity and no sort of coercion. It's just like with a boss, you know, is an employee giving consent if a boss is recommending it? You know, I a lot of people sleep with their bosses, but the reason why that doesn't hold a lot of protection for that boss at work is because the boss is in a position of power. So if a boss is going to get in trouble for sleeping with their employee because it's not official consent because of the position of power, then the same to me would also hold true with a child and an adult urging them to get the vaccine. Now, many of you have asked, you know, are there legal ramifications if your child gets vaccinated without your consent? Well, it depends on the state. So let's talk about this. Which states allow a child to get the COVID vaccine without parental consent? So let me just go through the quick list with you guys. This is from the Kaiser Family Foundation. In Alabama, actually, there are 42 states that yet require the parents. But not all of them require it for minors. And in fact, some doctors can override. Some can even go to the courts. I know we're going to be talking about this case where a judge reopens a custody case and forces, despite a parent not wanting the kid to get vaccinated, the kid get vaccinated. We're going to talk about that in a little bit. But in terms of the states, in Alabama, you don't always need parental consent. And in fact, an individual could consent at the age of 14. Alaska, you need the parent, kid has to be 18. Arizona, you need the parent, except there's a little caveat. Hold on, let me read the footnote. In Arizona, parental consent is required, but if a child or a doctor requests it, a court order can be obtained to allow for a vaccination. So basically, the courts can override parental rule. In Arkansas, providers may waive parental consent. In California, it is required. Now get this. In California, you do need parental consent for the vaccine. However, in San Francisco, 12 years old on up can get the vaccine without the parents. Now, again, I know we've talked about this with abortions. I want the parents to at least be notified and aware, because if there's a complication, you know, I've seen people sadly have botched up abortions. They come in to me and they're bleeding. They'd be bleeding or they'd have a fever. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, you got to go to the hospital. Well, they didn't want to tell anybody. If you have a medical surgical procedure, I mean, me as a mom and a doctor, I want to know you had a procedure. But I get why people are fearful of the parents. I was fearful of mine. Colorado, you have to have a parent. Connecticut, you need a parent. Delaware, District of Columbia, nope. In the District of Columbia, minors could get their vaccine. Each healthcare provider may institute additional requirements, which could include requiring a parent or guardian to be present, but it still has that looseness. I'll get to all your states really quickly here. Florida, you need a parent. Georgia needs a parent. Hawaii needs a parent. Idaho, providers could waive parental consent. Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, all of these need parents. Michigan, Minnesota, Mississippi, Missouri, Nebraska, Nevada needs a parent. New Hampshire, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York needs a parent. North Carolina does need a parent, but they say a new state law in North Carolina requires that a parent or legal guardian provide written consent for anyone under 18 to receive a vaccine that has emergency use authorization. Philadelphia, allows minors 11 years old on up to decide if they want to get a vaccine. 11 years old. That's Pennsylvania. But for the most part, still most other things you need a parent. Rhode Island, not always required the parents for minors. Age 16, they could consent. In Oregon, you could be 15 years old and consent to your own shot. Tennessee, providers could waive parental consent. Texas, Utah, Vermont, Virginia, you need a parent. Washington State, providers could waive parental consent. And you need a parent for West Virginia, Wisconsin, and Wyoming. So parental consent for those states, obviously, are still in the law books. But it's fascinating to see this change of can kids get their own vaccines without a parent? And that's why I want to hear from you guys. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So teenagers, preteens, and their parents, they differ on a lot. Okay? Parents have their years of experience. They try to convey to their teens and preteens what they think is best for them. What does the average preteen or teen want to do? They want to show their own independence. They want to rebut. They want to be heard. It's not that they necessarily want to be bad. If they have these raging hormones, they have hair already in places that they're supposed to have. I mean, I don't have it here, but I mean, they have hair, right? My boys, when they start to get hairy chests, I was like, yeah, please. Mom, look at my underarms. Mom, check this out. I go, does it stink? I don't know. Smell it. Yeah, it stinks. I got puberty, Mom. Yay. Yeah, puberty was a real big deal in the house. That was a real big deal in the house. I told you guys how I didn't realize. I'm a doctor. You would think I would know because I could smell it, you know, a mile away. But I guess my kid, his shower was broke, so he was in my shower. I didn't even think twice. And they liked my shower because it's like a little cave in our other house. You would kind of go in his cave. So anyway, I've just put on my makeup. I'm hurrying in the morning. And my mirror, and I was like, you know, at an angle. So I'm just doing my makeup. And all of a sudden in the mirror, I see something that's not my husband's, but it's a male pattern genitalia, and I scream because I think there's somebody else in the house, and I scream, and I'm like, get the gun, you know, and run around the place or whatever. And my son stood by the door, I go, what? I go, cover that up. Never mind, we don't need the gun. Cover it up. That's ridiculous. My other boy runs in, like, what's going on, Mom? Well, why do you want to shoot the kids? I go, nothing. It's just everybody who's naked, out of my, get naked somewhere else, away. Just out, everybody, and don't go through puberty yet until you tell me. Just tell me about the puberty. And my husband's like, what's going on in here? I go, oh my gosh, I was not ready to see that. And I was like, and then I'm like, when did you go through puberty? Huh? I go, oh my gosh, that's not the way it looked when I used to change the diapers, it was just like, I couldn't handle it. I was like, oh my gosh. Anyway, I had to put the shotgun away and everything was fine. But it was a bad day. So yeah, anyway. So, you know, kids, they want to feel like they have a seat at the table. I didn't want to be treated as a kid. My kids don't want to be treated as kids. You know, I mean, they'd love to call me by my first name. You know, hey, doll. No, you don't get to call me. No. I am your mommy. Mom. Not even mom. Call me mommy. No, they won't do that. Then call me sir. Oh, that will do. So, my concern is there going to be that little bit of a, you know what, I'm not even listening to my parents. I want to get this procedure done. I want to do this. I really wish we would have more of that relationship where kids could accept our wisdom. But that answers your question on which states can give your child a vaccine without parental consent. 1-877-DOCDALI.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
America has lost one of our greatest patriots. We may follow his wisdom, I hope, and his timeless truth.
President Biden's remarks as lawmakers gather inside the Capitol Rotunda to pay tribute to former Kansas Republican Senator and Republican presidential nominee Bob Dole as he lies in state, Dole passing away over the weekend at 98 years old. Weekly jobless claims are hitting a level not seen in more than 50 years. The Labor Department saying 184,000 initial jobless claims were filed last week. That's a drop of 43,000 from the previous week's revised total and the lowest level since September 1969. This as employers say they are still short-staffed. You're listening to USA Radio News. Congress now turns its attention to legislation addressing China, specifically allegations of human rights abuses and intellectual property theft from Americans. California Democratic Congressman Ro Khanna explains what actions he believes the United States can take to keep China in check on Fox Business.
We need to make sure we have a technology advantage in AI, in quantum computing, in the technologies of the future. Second, we need to have clear forward deployment and alliances with Australia, Japan, and India to make it very clear that the United States will not stand for any invasion of Taiwan.
Jurors in the Jussie Smollett trial resumed deliberations on Thursday. Smollett is charged with staging a fake hate crime against himself, further dividing the country by saying two supporters of former President Trump did it, as the assailants, as he alleges, were wearing Make America Great Again hats. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
For tuning in, 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Michael says, hell no, and hell no. Okay, that's his response to should a kid have the ability to choose vaccine. Somebody anonymous says, how do we know about the side effects? If the child gets a side effect, who tells the parent that the child was vaccinated without their consent? So I'm not exactly sure how this works. I don't know how it works if a school such as the Barack Obama School in L.A. County, how that works, because the child still came home with a vaccine card. And the nurse had told the child not to say anything. But obviously, if you're living in a state where you need a vaccine passport, then obviously the kid's going to have to share that with the parent. So it's, I'm not sure. I don't think that's a really good question. I just don't know how that works out if parents get to find out if the kid was vaccinated or not. The kid consents by themselves. With an abortion, in a state where a person can get an abortion without parental consent, they don't obviously notify the parents. The parents will never know. So when it comes to getting a vaccine without the consent, I would just tell all parents, you know, if you have teenagers, teenagers do things without your consent all the time. They drink, they smoke, they vape, they have sex. So as a parent, just don't be naive. Just assume your child is having sex, doing drugs, drinking, getting a COVID vaccine, whatever. Okay? So that if the child does, let's say, have a fever or have burning when they pee or their period stopped, you could go ahead and get that checked out. So now, this case has made a lot of parents antsy, even those pro-vaccine. And this was reported yesterday where a judge in New York reopened a divorce case. This divorce case is 9-10 years old. Custody already, like, just divorce done back in 2012. And apparently, they divorced, looks like, when the baby was young. The daughter is now 11 years old. And the mom, Jeannie, wanted her daughter vaccinated. Donald, her husband, who's a college professor, wasn't feeling it yet. This was in November. So this was, I think, right when it got approved. And he wanted to wait. He's a scientist, college professor, according to New York Post, at one of the area's premier institutions. I forget which university he teaches at. And he asked his ex to just not rush, saying there hadn't been any studies conducted on the long-term side effects. And I get his concern because with the menstrual studies that are being done, I get from a lot of parents, what do I do with my young daughter? You know, is it going to affect her period? And all I can say is the NIH is studying that right now. The NIH has donated millions of dollars to five universities to study that. So even though there is the emergency authorization and the FDA is still urging all preteens and prepubertal and postpubertal kids to get vaccinated, that is still being studied. So I understand that some parents are a little concerned. Well, apparently parental rights differ depending on who the judge is, and Monroe County Supreme Court Justice Richard Dollinger disagreed. He said time is of the essence to getting the girl protected. He said waiting to be sure as a father asks is simply untenable. When the specter of a killing or incapacitating disease is swirling in the environment surrounding this young girl. Now, the way he makes it sound, you're in the middle of a tsunami, you're in the middle of a hurricane. With that logic, you're like, okay, get the kids vaccinated. But when we had 729 deaths due to the COVID virus, which is still 729 too many, out of millions of children since the COVID pandemic began, some people don't look at it as their child standing in the middle of a hurricane. So it's obviously very subjective at this point. Dollinger said scientists may never catch up to this ever-evolving and elusive virus and variants. So the judge ordered the mom to schedule an appointment for her daughter to get the shot immediately. Now, I just think that's an overstep. I don't think you could force an 11-year-old girl that hasn't had her period yet to get something injected into her body that where there has been studies that have shown menstrual irregularities. I just don't. I see that as a major overstep. And, you know, you have a parent who's obviously well-educated if he's a professor, and he's, I don't know if he's a doctorate or not, that doesn't he get an opinion for, and this is what you're noticing divorcees differ on this. We're seeing a pattern of the moms want the vaccine, the fathers saying wait, the moms going to court, reopening up the case, and getting the judge to intervene. And I get it, on the mom's standpoint, you're like, I want to protect my kid, and ex-husband won't let me, so I can't protect my kid. And if they're in a state where the kid can't consent, but then again, you know, which parent is going to have more rule over that kid, that it's a very scary time. So right now it looks like the precedence is being set where whichever parent wants the vaccine, it's going to move towards that. The parent that wants the vaccine, the judge will rule in favor, even though mandates are being blocked in judges and being blocked in courts. Now, apparently, Dolinger said he was concerned about the uptick in cases in the county. They declared a state of emergency as hospitals were filling up. The judge noted that since November 22nd, there were 2,600 new cases in Monroe County. This is in New York. It's the second highest in any region in Empire State. He was somewhat perplexed that an accomplished scientist and professor would oppose a child vaccine authorized by the CDC and universally encouraged by state and local physicians and other health officials. All the father was asking is, can we just wait for more data? Can we wait? I'm not speaking for him, but can we wait until the NIH's, the government is studying side effects in young women? One particular study is an adolescent's menstruation. Don't some parents have a right to wait? I mean, this is my problem. If a child wants to get the vaccine, hallelujah, that's great. You know, if a parent wants to protect their child, that parent loves them, that's wonderful. But if a parent's like, can we just get a little bit more information before we inject something into my baby? As a mom, I get how a parent could be a little scared. I fear COVID, but I also fear side effects. And I made a very educated decision when we went and vaccinated my kids. It wasn't an easy decision. But if somebody else, somebody who didn't know my kid, who had no liability at all, comes in and says, you are going to make an appointment and you are going to inject your child. The problem is, why wasn't there an option of letting the kid do a blood draw and showing they had antibodies? If you are really, really worried about this baby girl, and if the judge had completely a good heart and good intentions, then there should have also been that corollary, that option of, I want that child to have immunity. But it was just all about, you got to shoot the kid with the vaccine. Why couldn't the child have done a blood test to see? If that child were going to school, they probably have some sort of immunity. So it's a scary time for parents and a scary time for kids. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Words and music. For the last year, the Federal Reserve has told us inflation is, in a word, transitory. But the Fed can't fight the music of inflation. It's what happens when we print trillions of dollars. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I've built the number one precious metals firm in the country by adding massive value. And Advantage Gold wants to earn your business by doing that for you right now. My best-selling gold inflation index report retails for $500. I want to email it to all serious investors with retirement accounts for free. No salespeople, no rigmarole, no gimmicks. Simply text the letters GII to 49776. I'll email you my best-selling gold inflation report right now. Text GII to 49776. That's GII to 49776. Let Advantage Gold add massive value, and then we'll ask for your business. Text GII to 49776.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell him I saved plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, this is an interesting question. She or he wants to be anonymous, but they bought tickets to Adele, but they don't have a vaccine. What do they do? Apparently, Adele's residency requires full vaccination. proof of a negative COVID test. I don't know, guys. I don't have an in to Adele or the Ticketmaster. So Adele is a... I didn't even know you could already get tickets. According to the Ticketmaster website, in order to enter the venue, all attendees are required to have been fully vaccinated 14 days past your second shot or your final shot, and have received a negative COVID-19 test within 48 hours of the event. They say the vaccine requirement will apply to all of those who are eligible to receive a vaccine with no allowance for exemptions per Nevada directives. Any child not eligible for a vaccine will still be required to show proof of a negative COVID-19 diagnostic test within 48 hours. So you have to have proof of vaccination and be negative within 48 hours of the event. That's to go and see Adele. I mean, I like her music. I think she is a fascinating entertainer. I'm not getting tickets. Everybody's like, are you going? Are you going to see Adele? No. I mean, I like her music. Can I just say, all right, so for me to go to a concert, it's interesting. I have to like at least 5 of their songs. I have a hell of a time sitting through a song I don't like. And a lot of you can be like, all right, well, you know, this music's okay or whatever. Not me. I can't listen to a song I don't like. So there was a Mariah Carey Christmas concert a couple years ago. Oh, my gosh, I love every single one of her songs. And even if it wasn't her song, it was a Christmas song. I love all Christmas songs. So that concert, I had the best time ever. There was Michael Jackson 1, even though it wasn't Michael Jackson, but it was, you know, I love all his music. That I could go to. I saw Celine Dion. So with Adele, I like some of her songs. I love some of her songs. I just don't know if I could sit through a whole concert. Am I wrong to say that? I mean, I think she's fascinating. It's just So I haven't gotten tickets yet. If I do get tickets, I'm sure I will enjoy myself. I'm sure I will find her show amazing. But it's one of those things where for me to sit for 2 hours, and it's not that I'm hyperactive or attention deficit. It's just I just don't do well if there's a song I don't like and I have to sit and listen to it. I'm just not good with that. And I don't know. And since I can't really get you can't really drown it out. Have you ever been to a concert where you're like, okay, I just can't stand the song right now? I don't know. But that's just me. So, yeah, so if you are going to go and see her, not only do you have to have the vaccine, but you have to test negative. This is going to be what's very interesting because cases are going to go up. We are going to see cases go up because now there's all these... I think people are starting to figure out that it doesn't matter if you're vaccinated per se because vaccinated people can walk around, carry the virus, they can still get Omicron. I mean, it took months for people to listen to what I've been saying this whole time. But vaccinated people, if you say no, you only have to be vaccinated, it really looks discriminatory. You know, so what you really want to know is somebody actively carrying the virus? Whether they have immunity or not, are they actively carrying the virus? So a COVID test makes more sense. The problem is so many people have COVID. They don't know they have it. I mean, I just sniffled, right? Maybe I have COVID. Am I going to get tested? No. I'm vaccinated. I'm not around anybody. Why would I get tested and then, you know, put myself at risk of now having a, you know, possibly... show up positive and then have to worry everybody that, wait a second, I might have had COVID. The average person is like, if you haven't been around anybody and your nose is a little sniffly because that's what happens in the cold and you're vaccinated, you just whatever. So the truth of the matter is we could be spreading COVID all the time. So I get that. Good question. Another question we have is, what is the difference between antibodies and antivirals? Very good question. So I don't know if you guys saw the headline. The FDA has approved an injectable monoclonal antibody cocktail for the long-term prevention of COVID-19. This is another antibody cocktail, except this one isn't Regeneron's, it's AstraZeneca. And it's a PrEP. It's pre-exposure prophylaxis. So if you are at high risk, you could get an infusion, hopefully, to block the infection, what this does, this is a little different than an antiviral. Monoclonal antibodies are your troops ready to go. So let's say you're about to go to war, and you just drafted a whole bunch of new young recruits, and they got to get trained. You're vulnerable because they're being trained. So you borrow somebody else's already trained troops to stand guard until you get your own troops ready to go. Or use mercenaries or whatever. That's what these monoclonal antibody cocktails do. They're laboratory-produced antibodies that can identify the COVID-19 spike proteins, bind to the virus, so hopefully it doesn't infect the cells and then doesn't consume the person. An antiviral, and there's a bunch of different ones, they work by trying to affect the virus and attack the virus or prevent its replication or prevent its progeny from being able to leave a cell. There's all these different steps, and antivirals can intervene on those. The Merck medication that is in the process of getting FDA approval is an antiviral. It's not a monoclonal antibody. How that works is it messes with the DNA of the baby COVID viruses, such that the new baby COVID viruses are useless, and they can't reproduce, they can't infect, and so it makes a bunch of babies that don't work right. And that's what the Merck antiviral does. That's different from the monoclonal antibody. Okay? So great questions. Keep the questions coming. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So an interesting NPR poll says that the Democrats are even in more trouble than they think. Apparently, Americans don't feel the direct payments or expanded child tax credits that were doled out earlier this year actually helped them much. They're also down on the job President Biden is doing. They don't give him a lot of credit for the direct payments or tax credits. The results come as the Democrats are trying to prepare for the midterms and push, again, more of the Build Back Better. And even though most Americans like the infrastructure law, they're less supportive of the Build Back Better bill that passed the House. Even though the legislation would expand a social safety net, survey respondents weren't convinced that it would actually help them personally. According to director of the Marist poll, Barbara Carvalho, she said the Democrats don't have a unified message for what they're doing, and that does not bode well for the party. So more than 6 to 10 respondents said they received the one-time direct payment of up to $1,400 earlier this year. Internal Revenue Service estimated that more than 163 million people got payments, but they probably forgot about the money. They got that stimulus. As soon as Biden got into power, he gave everybody $1,400 that qualified. I, of course, didn't. A lot of people didn't. But those people who were in need, great. They got it. Well, people forgot about that by now, because they've spent it on the rising gas prices. They spent it on inflation. So it's going to be very interesting to see what happens, but many people are not that impressed with what's been going on. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.